Where do you go when you want to know what's new to do and who is who?
Studio Classroom is the place to be.
Come along and you will see connecting is the thing to do. Give your life a different view.
You can learn and you can share with people living everywhere.
Studio Classroom, the place to learn.
The place to grow.
Stay tuned and watch the show.
Hello and welcome to Studio Classroom. My name is Gabe.
And my name is Carolyn.
And you are joining us for the second day of our lesson, Travel Troubles. We joined Michael and Jade, two friends, yesterday in a conversation about which is better, going or planning a trip by yourself with your friends or letting someone else plan it for you and maybe doing some kind of tour event or going with a tour group. Now, what's one of the things that we talked about yesterday, Carolyn?
Well, we talked about many things. Michael is planning this trip himself, and he is researching information on prices for hostels and hotels. We learned the word hostel, but Jade thought that this would be a very stressful process.
Yes, it seems kind of stressful. She thinks that you have to keep monitoring these websites to make sure that you catch a good price. But Michael thinks that there are problems with going with a group of people or planning with a tour group. Jade's last question yesterday was such as? So we're going to continue this conversation now. What are these problems?
Travel troubles.
There is always someone that you end up waiting for, which slows down the whole tour. And in Europe, you get dragged around to 16 different countries in 1 week and only get to visit tourist traps.
That's a slight exaggeration. There are some great tours out there. I choose ones that go to the places I want to go and do off-the-beaten-path things.
But there's still the problem of following a strict itinerary.
I really appreciate that the tour company plans everything out. They help you make the most of your time.
Hello, listeners. This is your Word Lady, Ellen. What's the best way to travel? Do you have an opinion? Think about that as we rejoin Michael and Jade for day two of our Point of View article on traveling. Before we begin, let's take a look at our vocabulary for the day. Exaggeration. Exaggeration is a noun. I didn't tell the whole world your secret. That's an exaggeration. Itinerary. Itinerary is a noun. I'll send you my itinerary so you can know the details of my trip. Pace. Pace is a noun. Robert runs at a pace few people can keep up with. Sightseeing. Sightseeing is a noun. Visiting the pyramids was the best part of our sightseeing in Egypt. Your more information word is tourist trap. Tourist trap is a noun. Let's get right into the article.
Well, there are good points all around here between Michael and Jade. Now, Michael, you have the first line today answering Jade's question from yesterday. What kind of problems are there with going in a group?
There's always someone that you end up waiting for, which slows down the whole tour. I like Michael's point here. Something that slows down the whole tour. If you go with a tour, it might be nice in some ways, but there might be someone who's always late, and this will slow down the whole process of the tour.
That's right, because you have to wait until everyone in the group arrives. You can't leave someone behind because the travel agent and the agency is responsible for each member of the group, and they don't want to lose anyone on the trip.
Yeah. Unfortunately, Michael's comment makes me think of, me. I'm usually the one that's late somewhere. I might slow down the whole tour. Anyway, Michael continues, and in Europe, you get dragged around to 16 different countries in 1 week and only get to visit tourist traps.
Well, that would be very tiring to be drug around or to get dragged around to 16 different countries in just 1 week. That seems almost impossible.
Yeah, it does seem kind of impossible. Well, this phrase is not impossible to talk about. If you get dragged around, that means you're unwilling to do something, but you kind of have to do it because of other reasons. So you're dragged around.
That's right. So you don't really want to go. And he says that you only get to visit tourist traps. Now, tourist traps are something that we've kind of talked about in other lessons, and it's a place where you get a large group of tourists and they just buy really expensive things, or they go to places that all tourists go to very famous sites, and maybe it's not quite as interesting as other places in the city.
It's true. Well, Jade, you continue. Your response to Michael is?
Oh, yes. That's a slight exaggeration.
That's a great word. A great word there from our word bank. Exaggeration. Okay, if you exaggerate, that means you are making a situation bigger than it really is. So that is an exaggeration.
That's right. So Michael said that you get dragged around to 16 different countries in a week, and that is an exaggeration. Maybe you go to 5 or 6 or maybe 7 or 8 countries in a week, but not 16. So that is an exaggeration. And maybe people will say things like, I have been waiting in line for 1,000,000 years. When are we going to move? But that is an exaggeration. You can't be waiting in line for 1,000,000 years.
That's right. That's an exaggeration. You're exaggerating. That's the verb form of this word. My dad would always say, I've told you 1,000 times. Stop exaggerating. It's funny, my dad.
Well, that is an exaggeration. Yes. Well, Jade continues. There are some great tours out there. I choose ones that go to the places I want to go and do off-the-beaten-path things.
Well, Jade or Carolyn, I like off-the-beaten-path things. If you're doing something off-the-beaten-path, or a beaten path, that just kind of means it's a trail or something that lots of other people have already done before. So if you're off the beaten path, you're doing something new or different or exciting. I recently went hiking with one of my friends, and we didn't go on the main trail. We literally went off the beaten path. It was difficult and challenging, but a lot of fun.
Well, it can be a lot of fun, and it allows you to really explore places that you want to go instead of going to tourist traps. Well, Michael, you have the next line?
Of course. But there's still the problem of following a strict itinerary.
Oh, great. You have to follow a strict itinerary if you go with a group, and that is true. But itinerary is a word from the word bank. It's just a plan or a schedule that is laid out so that you know where you need to be and when you need to be there. It's a plan for each day, and a lot of tour groups will have itineraries.
That's right. I usually think of this word when I think of traveling somewhere. Often my family will ask me to send them my itinerary, just so that they know where I am and what I'm doing. I will often receive an itinerary from my parents if they travel somewhere as well. And it's good for other people to know the itinerary if they're traveling with you.
That's right. So tour groups do use itineraries, and Michael thinks that this is not really a good thing because it is so strict. You must follow it, and you have to be exactly in a certain place at a certain time, and you don't have a lot of free time to do things you might want to do.
That's right, if you stick to this itinerary, the strict itinerary. All right, Jade, your line?
Yes, well, Jade, I really appreciate that the tour company plans everything out. They help you make the most of your time.
Make the most of your time. A wonderful phrase. I think Liz has something to share about that in the Grammar Gym. And then we'll join Michelle in the Language Lab.
there, friends. Welcome to the Grammar Gym. My name is Liz. We find this sentence in our Point of View article today. They help you make the most of your time. That's our grammar tip sentence. Jade is telling Michael she likes having the tour company plan her trip because she can do a lot of things without wasting any time. Notice the phrase, to make the most of. It's an expression native speakers use to mean to get the most out of something. And besides talking about time, you can use it to talk about money. If you are a student and you get a small allowance from your parents, then you would need to budget carefully so you can make the most of your allowance. Or you can use it to talk about experiences. For example, if you get the chance to study abroad for 3 months, you would probably want to make the most of your opportunity while you are overseas. If you turn to today's grammar tip section in your magazine, you'll find more example sentences there. And that's it for today. This is Liz from the Grammar Gym. See you next time.
Hi, 大家好，我是 Michelle。首先我们看的是 exaggeration 这个名词 ,ex 这个字首有超过的意思。所以 exaggeration 是指夸大或夸张。例如 ,to say this film is a disaster might be a slight exaggeration. It is just not very entertaining. 要说这部电影是个灾难有一点夸张它只是没有很好看。它的动词是 exaggerate,exaggerate。例如 I'm not exaggerating. The job interview was horrible. 我没有在夸张这次的面试真的很惨。继续我们看的是 itinerary 这个名词。注意它的重音是在 TI 这个音节念成 itinerary。Itinerary 是指旅行的行程。例如 our itinerary was arranged by our travel agent. 我们旅游的行程是旅行社代办人员安排的。或者是 The next stop on our itinerary is Paris. 我们行程的下一站是巴黎。
So far today, we're talking about some of the troubles Michael thinks that people have when they travel with a tour group. The first thing he thinks is that there's always someone in the group who is late,and who might make other people just have to wait, and it slows down the whole process. The other problem he thought about was that people have to follow a strict itinerary. Well, Jade doesn't think so. Jade kind of likes this. She thinks that tour companies will help you make the most of your time when you are traveling. Well, let's continue this conversation now.
Travel troubles.
True, but we want to explore on our own schedule.
Exploring at your own pace is nice, but what if you run into trouble?
We won't. I've traveled alone to many different places without any problems.
Traveling on my own seems dangerous to me. Besides, don't you get kind of lonely traveling and going sightseeing by yourself?
Not really.I've met a lot of very interesting people on my travels. Maybe you should join the trip that I'm planning with my friends. Then you can try traveling without a tour group.
Thanks for the invitation, but I'll have to think about it.
Well, that was very nice of Michael.Going back to the beginning of this section of the conversation, Jade had just been talking about how the travel agency can really help you make the most of your time. Now, Michael, how do you respond?
True, but we want to explore on our own schedule.
I see. So following a strict itinerary is not something that Michael really wants to do, even if it is a good plan, because he wants to have his own schedule.
That's right. Some people like going at their own schedule or with their own schedule at their own pace. Hey, Jade, it's your line here.
It is. And she says, exploring at your own pace is nice, But what if you run into trouble?
Excellent, excellent. I love this sentence. There are many things we want to talk about. The first is from our word bank. Pace. Your pace. That's how fast or slow you are doing something.
That's right. So pace could be the amount of time you spend in a place when you are traveling. You can spend a long time or a short time, or you can just not go at all, but you can go at your own pace. Now, you could also talk about walking being at a certain pace. Mm-hmm. Maybe you like to walk very quickly. You have a fast pace. Or maybe you don't like to hurry, so you have a slower pace.
Or, in another way, maybe you're in school. Your teacher gives you a project. It's due, the thing is due, in a couple of months. You can go at your own pace. You can work at your own pace, whether you want to do it right away or pace yourself. Sometimes in English we say, pace yourself. Don't do everything all at the same time.
That's right. It can make you feel very stressed, as we learned yesterday. We learned the word stressed. Now, there's also another phrase in this sentence. Jade says, exploring at your own pace is nice, but what if you run into trouble? And we want to look at the phrase to run into something. What does that mean, Gabe?
Well, here that means encounter. You run into trouble, you encounter trouble. You could also say we are running into some problems, we're having some problems. So you can run into these kinds of things. Usually, well, it doesn't have to be negative, it could be positive or negative. But often, you might talk about some of these things, like running into trouble.
That's right. Well, you can run into a problem, you can run into trouble. It means that something happened, you didn't expect it, so it's not something that you planned to do or to run into. But yes, we usually say to run into a problem or trouble. So, what happens if you run into trouble, Michael?
We won't. I've traveled alone to many countries, actually many different places, without any problems. So that's what Michael thinks. He's had the experience, he won't have any problems.
Well, he seems very confident with his short statement, we won't.
We won't. And I've. Do you notice something about those words? Won't, I've. Those are called contractions. It's time for Steve and Ken to share something about those with us in the Info Cloud.
Contractions play an important function in language. They're a kind of linguistic oil that helps to keep conversations running smoothly.
Okay, contractions happen in lots of languages, including Chinese. In English, they occur when a word or phrase is shortened by dropping one or more letters and replacing those letters with an apostrophe.
In today's dialogue, we find a handful of contractions such as theirs, that's, I've, don't, and won't.
Won't is a unique contraction for two reasons. The first is because won't doesn't really match the two words it's bringing together, will and not. Why, you ask, isn't this contraction spelled W-I-N apostrophe T?
It only makes sense after you learn that years ago, will not was spelled W-O-N-N-O-T.
That's interesting. Okay, the second unique feature of won't is that if you forget the apostrophe, you get the completely different, although archaic word, want, which means accustomed to.
Though they tend to be avoided in more formal writing, contractions are very common in English speech and informal writing. So it's important that you know how to spell them correctly, read them correctly, and...
And if you want to sound more like a native English speaker, say them correctly.
我们今天来看英文的 contractions, 也就是简缩省略的用法。就像 I have 的 contraction 是 I've, do not 变成 don't, that is 变成 that's, will not 变成 won't. 诶 ,will not 怎么会是 won't 呢?照理说 will not 的 contraction 应该是 W-I-N 一撇 T 才对啊。其实早期的英文 will not 视频 W-O-N-N-O-T, 所以它的简缩拼法才变成 W-O-N 一撇 T, 一定要记得打一撇哦，如果忘了这一撇 want, W-O-N-T 变成另一个单字，表示习惯的意思。这就是今天的 Info Cloud, 我们下次云端见。
Thank you guys. Well, I think Jade has the next line. She says, traveling on my own seems dangerous to me. So Michael said that he wouldn't have any problems traveling by himself. He's done it before many times. But Jade is a little concerned it would be a little dangerous. Besides, don't you get kind of lonely traveling and going sightseeing by yourself?
Good question. Well, let's talk about that word from our word bank, sightseeing. Now, when you go sightseeing, that means you are seeing famous sights around the world or in your travels. Do you like to go sightseeing? And what kind of sightseeing have you done, Carolyn?
Well, I do like to go sightseeing. Usually, when I visit a place that I've never been before, I like to go to the most famous places to visit them to say that I've been there and go sightseeing. But those areas that are very popular also usually have a lot of tourist traps.
Mm-hmm.
So I try to include other places as well.
That's a good idea to kind of have a balance, to do some popular sightseeing as well as going to other places.I went to the Taj Mahal recently in India. Actually, it was a tourist trap, but of course, it's a beautiful sight. That was good sightseeing.
Well, would you feel lonely going sightseeing by yourself, Michael?
Michael, yes. Not really. I've met a lot of very interesting people on my travels. Oh, maybe you should join the trip that I'm planning with my friends.Then you can try traveling without a tour group.
Thanks for the invitation, but I'll have to think about it.
Okay, Jade's gonna think about it. But I like Michael's point here. He's met a lot of interesting people everywhere he has gone. So that's something for you to think about as well. Do you like traveling by yourself? There are pros and cons to this because you can meet new people everywhere you go.
That's right. Well, right now it is time for us to meet with Michelle in the language lab.
All right, 接下来我们看的是 pace 这个名词。Pace 是指速度或进度。例如 ,the fast pace of the city is too overwhelming for a new kid in town. 对一个初来乍到的人来说,城市生活的快节奏有点令人吃不消。Pace 也可以当动词,意思是踱步。例如 ,Victor paced the waiting room while his wife was in labor. Victor 的太太在生产时的他在等候室一直都在踱步。最后我们看的是 sightseeing 这个不可数名词。Sightseeing 是指观光或游览。例如 ,we joined a one-day sightseeing tour in Tokyo. 我们在东京参加了一日游的旅行团。或者是 ,I wanted to go sightseeing, but my husband wanted to stay in the hotel.我想要去观光，但是先生想留在旅馆里。And now let's go back to our program.
Well, we have enjoyed this conversation between Michael and Jade on different opinions about travel. And I wonder, who do you agree with more? Do you think it's better to travel with a tour group and a lot of people that maybe you don't know and follow an itinerary? Or would it be better to arrange the trip yourself?Gabe?
Well, I do know it's easier just to let a travel agent help me plan my trip, but I also like the idea of doing something off the beaten path, something a little bit different. And I think you can meet new people whether you go by yourself or with a tour group, and I enjoy doing that.
Well, that is very true. After my recent travel troubles, I think I might try a tour group next time. Well...I want you to think about that, talk about it in English, and we will see you here next time on Studio Classroom.
See you then.